suppose, again, as I said yesterday, you start at 90%. It's a Newsnight graph here where you just have 100 to 90%. And you can see that there has been a gradual increase in with time and up to 97%. And that's a really good message to give to anybody who has a screen-detected cancer.
Can I ask you, Jill, do you have... you must have 10 and 15-year
yeah.
survival curves too.
Yeah. You're looking
because I think taking 5 years for screen-detected cancer,
yeah.
you know, the message is it could be
it's 87% at 10, but it's about 87% at 10 years.
It's 87% to 87% to 15 years.
15 years.
When we did it last time.
And what proportion of those who died from breast cancer?
About 50% of them die from breast cancer.
Okay, because that's.
And of course, a number of them are dying from other cancers as well, because you can get breast cancer, be a smoker, and get lung cancer. So we did a study looking at, in the West Midlands, all the people with breast cancer diagnosed who died, and about 50% of them were dying from breast cancer, but others were dying non-cancer deaths, obviously, and I think it was about 20% of them were dying from another sort of cancer, which was not related to having had the breast cancer at all. So do you want to leave it at that point?
Yeah,
I think very useful discussion. Thank you all very much for your contributions.